Thank you very much, sir. We're sponsored by K.E. Sellers, Tyler's European-style boutique winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall. Later this afternoon, 40 years ago today, if you were listening to KTBB, you would have heard, among other things, the following clips.
And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
This is Tom Gerald. I'm in Memphis at the Lorraine Motel where Dr. King was shot tonight, apparently by a sniper.
Today marks the 40th anniversary of the day in which Martin Luther King was cut down by a sniper. Now, landmark anniversaries are divisible by five. This landmark anniversary, coming as it does on the heels of the Reverend Jeremiah Wright episode, is, in my opinion, particularly significant. I would be shocked if Reverend Wright did not hold himself out to be an admirer of Martin Luther King. I'm certain that Reverend Wright happily wraps himself up in an apostolic cloth of Martin Luther King-born legitimacy. Now, of course, we all know that among many very incendiary statements that Reverend Wright made in the pulpit of Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago, he said this.
Government gives them the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, no, no. Not God Bless America. God damn America. That's in the Bible for killing innocent people. God damn America for treating our citizens as less than human.
Now, I'm a middle-aged white guy, so maybe I just don't understand, but you have to ask yourself, would Martin Luther King want Jeremiah Wright on his team today? Is Jeremiah Wright a true acolyte of Martin Luther King? To consider these questions, it's necessary to re-listen to Dr. King's speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, August 28, 1963. It's a speech that will live for all time. Is one of the finest pieces of oratory ever. Here's a one-minute edited montage.
I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls we'll be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood.
Listen to the words. We will be able to transform the jangling discord of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. If Martin Luther King, growing up in the segregated South when he did, could learn the King's English like that, every kid in America should be able to today. But I digress. Martin Luther King's speech was a statement of grievance. Don't think it wasn't. He went down the full list. But in tone and conclusion, it was optimistic and hopeful. It called upon our better angels. And it was effective because it not only spoke to black people, it touched the hearts of white people. And we began that day the long and still unfinished process of getting better as a nation. So, Reverend Wright, if you want to claim the mantle of Martin Luther King, shut up and read his speech. Make his life worthy of the price he paid 40 years ago today. That's my word. What's yours? Go to ktbb.com/youtellme and you tell me. It's a new month, and that means the first Monday is upon us, and in this case, that doesn't mean pile in the car and go to Canton. The first Monday of the month means it's time for another Wine No tasting event at K.E. Sellers. Wine No as in K-N-O-W, no. Now, this is a very nice way to wrap up a Monday. You go to K.E. Sellers, no reservation, just show up, and on the first Monday of the month, the experts at K.E. Sellers have you tasting wine while they teach you what to look for. You'll come away with a better understanding of wine, and you'll find some things that you like and that you'll want to take home. It's a great way to spend an evening with your spouse. As I've been saying, K.E. Sellers isn't a package store. It's a working winery right here in Tyler with a tasting room. You can try anything before you buy it. You cannot make a mistake. A glass of fine wine with dinner or for relaxing after work is gracious living, and we all need to be doing more of it. K.E. Sellers, Tyler's European-style boutique winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall, and online at kesellers.com.